time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lisa Miller and Gloria Wilson with Huntington City. We had Heritage Days go on out there, a lot of fun. Plus, there was a camera crew here all the way from Africa that was filming a documentary on Emery County. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to also discuss water restrictions and fire for the upcoming 24th of July holiday. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, how are things going over in Huntington? You said you're kind of taking a breath right now.
Taking a deep breath, trying to recoup. We had a great Heritage Days. Everything was record-breaking. The crowds were fantastic. The people loved it. Our fireworks were outstanding, and we're glad it's over.
But now you got to start planning for next year, right?
We do.
Let's talk about this camera crew. This was kind of an exciting story.
It's exciting. It was fun. They filmed everything. They came and asked if they could film our rodeo, and I told them absolutely. They filmed our parade. They was at the ice cream social. They was at all of the festivities where we had the concerts and the kids games. And it was a group of three of them. They were very friendly, and it was nice.
And you were saying that you kind of asked them when, you don't know when or where it's going to air, correct?
We don't.
It just depends on who wants to pick this up. So, and they weren't just doing Huntington. You said they're doing all of Emery County, so they're going to touch base with all the small towns in Emery County as well?
That's what I understood, is they were doing a documentary on Emery County, and so we were excited.
Well, and that sounds like a lot of fun, plus some publicity for Emery County, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wins on that one. So if there was one event, I mean, and I'm gonna pin you down right now, and it can't be the rodeo, because we all know how you feel about the rodeo, Lisa. But if there was one event that was a lot of fun for you, or was kind of a shocking how many people you had come out for it, what would that have been?
We had huge crowds. We moved the venue. We figured there was over 500 people that attended the ice cream social. We went from our city park down on Main Street to up to our junior high so that we could have a bigger place for everyone. And this was our first time. It'll get better. We'll have glitches worked out for next year. It'll be bigger and better. But for the most part, everyone loved what we had up there.
Now, do you see it moving back downtown, or are you guys going to kind of try and keep it at the middle school? Did that work out pretty well for you?
I don't see it moving back for the fact that we have just outgrown the city park. It's great down there. It's got trees and shade and a pavilion, but we have just flat outgrown that. We're trying this new spot, and it was well attended. I guess we'll see next year.
Of course, and we'll keep an eye out for that documentary, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we had fun with Heritage Days. Now it's time to talk a little bit of serious business. Gloria, let's bring you in, and let's talk. One thing that's on everybody's mind right now is water. So let's talk about water, shall we?
Huntington City started, and we implemented with the water restrictions as soon as our secondary turned on. Citizens of Huntington have really done well with the restrictions that we've placed upon them.
And so what are your restrictions looking like right now?
From 7 p.m., nothing before 7 p.m. and nothing after 9 a.m. is our water restriction.
And then you also said no watering on weekends?
No watering on weekends.
Are you feeling like as you had said, you were saying that the citizens are doing a really good job of being conservative with their water right now. Do you see that continuing as far as going into the summer and everything?
Yes, we do.
All right. So just careful with the water. And then one more thing before I let you go. Let's talk about fireworks restrictions, because they're going to be basically the same as they were for the 24th, excuse me, as they were for the 4th. So that means no fireworks in city limits?
No fireworks in city limits for sparklers.
Not even a sparkler?
No.
Okay. So we've got that going for us. And just be careful, be cautious. Did you guys have a pretty safe 4th of July then over there?
We did. We know of no incidences with anybody actually using the fireworks. We did. We had a very safe 4th of July. We actually had Cleveland city's firefighters that were backing up our firefighters when we actually did the main fireworks show. So, you know, we felt very confident in our firefighters and the show that they put on.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate you letting us know what's going on over in Huntington, and let's talk again soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's Lisa Miller and Gloria Wilson with Huntington City. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.